The man responsible for killing one woman and seriously wounding six other people in a stabbing rampage at North Vancouver's Lynn Valley Library Plaza knew what he was doing when he attacked strangers going about their lives in a public place but can't offer an explanation as to why, his defense lawyer told a BC Supreme Court justice Thursday. In a sentencing hearing in a new Westminster courtroom, defense lawyer Georges Rivard said Yannick Bandaugu, 30, had an understanding of his actions but could offer no motive, adding Bandaugu doesn't have a clear memory of his actions that day. The court heard two psychiatric reports that showed Bandaugu has an antisocial personality disorder, with elements of psychopathy, characterized by having little remorse for violent actions or empathy for those he hurt. Bandaugu's psychological makeup combined with a history of serious drug use is a dangerous combination, according to a psychiatrist who examined him. In court this week, two victims described Bandaugu in their victim impact statements as a monster. Bandaugu, who is from Montreal, has pleaded guilty to one charge of second-degree murder, five counts of attempted murder and one count of aggravated assault for a stabbing rampage outside the Lynn Valley Library in March 2021. According to an agreed statement of facts previously entered in the case, Bandaugu fatally stabbed one young woman multiple times before attacking three more people in close proximity. He then went outside to the library plaza, where he stabbed three more people. The victims ranged in age from 22 to 78, and included a high school teacher, a North Vancouver mother of three and a young woman who was a student at Simon Fraser University. Bandaugu admitted in the statement of facts that he didn't know any of the people he attacked. Bandaugu has a history of violent behavior, according to information presented in court, including a prior conviction for threatening to stab two strangers in Manitoba. Because Bandaugu has pleaded guilty to a charge of second-degree murder, he will receive an automatic sentence of life in prison. Eligibility for parole under the Criminal Code of Canada can range from 10 to 25 years in prison. As part of a joint Crown and Defence submission Wednesday, prosecutors and defence lawyers have asked that Bandaugu not be considered eligible for parole for a period of 15 years. Several victims of the stabbing spree have described the impact of the devastating attacks in court this week in victim impact statements. The mother of the young woman who was killed, whose identity is protected by a publication ban, described how her daughter's death had shattered her family's lives. Her mother-in-law also described watching her son lose the love of his life, just as the couple were planning to build a life together. There are no words to describe the devastation this monster has caused to so many people, she said. Suzanne Till, a single mother of three children, described being rushed to hospital for emergency surgery and losing an eye. Her children are worried whenever she is away from them, she said. University student Emma Henderson described suffering panic attacks and being shocked by her own appearance in the aftermath of the attack. The sentencing hearing continues Friday in BC Supreme Court, when Bandaugu is expected to address the court. Jay Said at nsnews.com, twitter.com/Janizid.